This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens and Ted Johnson.
That was Kevin Burkhart on Fox. I don't try nobody
grip the trigger. What prompted that?
A dumb idea in his brain. We all do it. You start to say something and you're like, this isn't really what I wanted to say.
Come on, thought, stop. Wait, I know what I'll do. I'll hit unsend thought. Oh, wait, you can't do that.
Remember that old, like, my grandmother used to have a wooden sign that said, like, make sure brain is in gear before engaging mouth. We all get caught up engaging the mouth before brain is in gear sometimes. And Kevin Burkhart just did that. It's a couple weeks old. But how exactly is asking Rafi Devers, a baseball player who used to play with a glove on a corner of an infield right near a base, moving from third base to first base, how is that similar to skinny, lanky, unathletic Tom Brady, who plays quarterback on the offensive side of the ball and literally stands there and throws a football for a living, to now go play a position totally other side of the game, where generally men are 300 pounds and can move cars if they need to?
Yeah.
Very similar, right?
We out here calling Devers similar. Athletic now, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's getting in better shape. So.
Apparently. Andy Hart eye test said so.
He's got at least one stolen base I saw this year.
Oh, there you go.
Might have two, I don't know. But I mean, I told you he's in better shape. He's running, he's hitting, he's raking.
Right.
I mean,
leading the league in ribeyes.
So, what do you mean by that? I love him.
Runs better than.
And yet, Kevin Burkhart says because he's the best player on your team, which I guess is true of the Boston Red Sox. Certainly, with Bregman out of the equation, Rafi Devers is the best player on your team. Mm-hmm. He's hitting. He's walking a ton. He's going to set a career high in walks because Bregman is gone, and people are just going to walk him. And he's being a little bit more decisive in his pitch selection. Not quite the free swinger he used to be. But how is that in any way similar to Tom Brady playing? Like, that was really one of the dumbest things. If I were Kevin Burkhart, I would scrub that from the internet. Yeah, that doesn't.
I would release another video.
Also, did I mention he's Tom Brady's play
broadcast partner?
So I don't know if that, like, the first. You know how you start and you're like, Fitzy. I spent a lot of time with him, and I'll use Fitzy in this example.
Sure.
He might have just had Tom Brady on top of mind. Maybe they talked right before he went on.
Are you saying that Tom
Brady
is not a great broadcaster?
He is definitely not a great broadcaster, no question. And I guarantee you he would not be a great defensive lineman. In fact, he would be what they would call a speed bump. People would just run over him and step on him on their way to the next level.
What position would Brady play on defense?
Bad safety.
Bad safety, yeah.
Like a slow safety you take advantage of kind of thing.
Like Tom Brady would isolate Tom Brady the safety and be like, we're throwing that way again. Every play.
You just hope he's smart enough because of his cerebral analysis.
I got to say, from the Burkhart line there to David Ortiz saying, oh, you know, now he's hitting well, so you don't. David Ortiz and that thing he said to Bradford, we'll get that audio up in just a minute here or so. But, like, somebody has got to tell me, like, why. Okay, so he's hitting. Great. But you can't ask him to hit. You can't ask him to go play first now because you don't want to disrupt the flow at the plate. Okay, because you asked him to go just be exclusively a hitter when you took away his third baseman glove. But, you know, it really would be cool if he decided to pick up a glove because then he would show that he's all in for the team. Okay, so which one is it? Like, can somebody please make up their mind?
This entire team,
everything about this season is all mixed messages and madness.
Yes. And now we have the mixed messaged madness that Rafi Devers is taking ground balls apparently at shortstop, not third base, not first base, shortstop. And these are ground balls. So maybe that is a first step because there is some.
Well, there's a question behind that. Would that be to sort of like if he's taking some legitimate, not just joking around goofball ground balls, but if he's taking earnest BP, earnest like field practice at shortstop? Would that be to start conditioning him to get him ready to play first?
That's my belief. But yes, Dan Ball?
From Max Cerullo of the Boston Herald, to add to your conversation, Alex Cora says, Romy Gonzalez's return will reduce the urgency for Christian Campbell to play first, so that won't be as much of a priority going forward. Well, so the plan is no longer the plan.
Man, what an offense.
And it was never really a priority because you had a chance to play him there and you didn't. So this is the debacle. This is a mess, and I know a lot of people want to blame Breslow for this, and he is partially to blame because he did not have anyone seemingly ready to go behind Casas as a plan B. But this is for the Boston Red Sox to be in this situation where they are essentially, you know, those old joking Patriot days where they took a guy out of the
crowd.
Where
they would
win? No, the old days, not the modern days. The old days where they would, like, take a guy out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We're like half a step away from that for the Boston Red Sox. Like, I swear, you know how Doug Flutie likes to go to games and wear his glove while he drives his Batmobile? Uh-huh. If Doug Flutie showed up with a first baseman's mitt and Cora looked over, I half think he'd be like,
"Put him in?
Hey, Flutie, you got that first baseman's
mitt? Hey, Melon, put your suit on. We need you."
Like, they're just flying by the seat of their pants. Not to mention, no disrespect to Mr. Romy Gonzalez, but Romy Gonzalez is now the long-term option at first base?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Andy,
don't you understand
that the Red Sox lineup is so much more dynamic with Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez in it?
Dude, like, that's a serious lineup.
I know.
I heard Dan Ball say it. The Boston Red Sox, a World Series contender, we were told to start the season. Their corner infielders are Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez. While Rafael Devers...
Romy Gonzalez is hitting what on the season?
381.
Close, 308.
I knew he was hitting very well. And I knew because when we talked to Alex Cora, one of the things that I think was a truth when he spoke with us, you got to pick through the truths and mistruths with him, was that if he keeps hitting the way he's hitting, then we won't have to make a decision or the decision's made for us or something. He alluded to basically, if Romy Gonzalez keeps hitting, then he's our first baseman. What do we think of that? Even if he keeps hitting at a decent rate, do you feel just great about when you have Yoshida? Don't forget, you got a Yoshida just hanging around.
But that hanging around is on the 60-day IL.
No, I know, but he's an option. An option for
eventually.
And he can hit. Everybody agrees he can hit right now. Everybody.
Yep, he can hit. Can't throw.
I don't need him to throw to DH, because if the DH goes to first, then he can DH.
So now technically I think what you're getting at is your lineup is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And isn't that the priority, to have the best nine hitters
you know
on the field?
And then you know what you have, although you may have to lose your best bat sometimes. If you're up a bunch, you could put Romy Gonzalez in late innings as a defensive replacement.
Sure. Oh, there's a million of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Instead,
and then
you end up with David Hamilton at third base, having never played the position before in his life.
And Abraham Toro, though, as Dan Ball informed us, is a natural third baseman. He's had to bump over to first as well. Yes, once again, he is hitting as well. Don't you eventually feel like the... law of diminishing returns will kick in with one, if not both? Like, are these guys both going to rake in the 300s all year?
No.
Doubt it.
No, I don't even doubt it. I'll just flat out say no.
I've watched a couple games in my day.
What's a better chance that those guys continue to rake or Rafi Devers continues to rake when you move him to first, despite the fears that you might disrupt his routine
flow, momentum? The latter.
Yeah, because Rafi Devers has proven he can hit. He is a major league hitter. And if he's in better shape, I think it's safer. Because one of the other arguments was always, oh, you can get hurt over there. You can embarrass yourself. There can be a collision. This could happen. That could happen. He's in better shape. I think that helps him. And the other thing that I found very interesting listening to Lou Maloney on the Nesson broadcast yesterday was Lou made an assertion, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but he basically said if there's any chance that you think Devers could get hurt playing first, then you don't risk it because he is that valuable as a hitter. Okay, so you don't want to do it during the season. Okay, Lou said something to the effect of, even if he stays at DH all year, He has to think that next spring training, you will see Devers at first base. That when given the opportunity to make the transition potentially in spring training, it is still where he's going to end up. So if he's going to end up there, and the team could use him there now, and it would make the team better and give you a better chance to win baseball games and give you a better lineup and a deeper lineup. As the great Ryan Hannibal used to say, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Here's a great hypothetical question. How about this one? If this were interleague play, the old days without the DH, would Devers sit out all the National League games, or would he agree to play first? Vis-a-vis what I brought up a long time ago.
Ortiz used to do.
The 2004 World Series. You couldn't not have his bat in there, pardon the double negative, so he played first. Was he the best first baseman? No. But did you still have his bat in there? Yes. Would he pitch that kind of fit? What do you say? Like,
with
no,
Devers,
no,
I have no idea.
No, I'm not doing
it. I have no idea. I do not have a read. I mean, I think we all think he is, what is it, Carita?
No.
The baby or whatever. Like, I think he's kind of a baby. I think he's kind of immature, and I think all he really wants to do is hit. And I said it last week. It always feels like to me he's playing for the name of the on the back of the jersey, not the name on the front. And I just, I keep going back to Christian Campbell getting jerked around. Dan Ball tells us that that Seidon Rafaela has played every position, right? Like, he's moving around the lineup. And, like,
Second, short, third, center in all nine spots in the batting order in
so
2.5 years of his career.
If I'm him, I know I'm not Rafi Devers as a hitter. I know I don't make $300 million and I haven't established myself at that level, but how come I can be moved anywhere, anytime, anyhow, anyway, and that guy can just keep saying no in the dugout and hit, and people will make excuses for him? Like Ken Rosenthal and these others that, you know, say, oh, he could get hurt, or it's not fair, or it's Breslow's fault, or it's this or it's that. That's where I think this creates a weird, are we all in this together or are we not all in this together kind of mentality within that clubhouse.
Yep.
Because it feels like the young guys have to be all in it together because the team, the manager, the GM, whoever, makes them be in it together. And then there are, remember the Jordan rules where there's the Devers rules? Oh, Devers doesn't have to play a different position if Devers doesn't want to play a different position. Devers can do whatever Devers wants to do. Oh, so we're not really a team. We're an and one. We're like 25 guys and one. And that's where I'd get back to Crochet yesterday. Just the vision of him dealing with Campbell. He's a team player.
Yes, exactly.
So I see team players, and then I see Devers. And you know who's allowing Devers to not be a team player? The team.
Yeah.
Ironically. Ironically, Breslow, Cora, the team.
No. Yeah, they're
infuriating.
They're validating
one of
his
those
childish
guys.
Behavior. They're validating. Well, I won't say childish. Excuse me. I know a lot of people have a lot of feelings on this, and there's some legitimacy to the idea of you told me to do this, you took away that, I can be frustrated. But he already has done the press conferences. He already got mad and walked away from training camp. So we are where we are now. It's June 2nd. Let's try to just do what's in the best interest of the baseball club. Because if you'd like to continue making $30 million. And not being relevant, you can go ahead. Or you can try to help us win more baseball games than not, because we're three games under 500.
617-779-7937. Are you frustrated with this whole Devers situation, which won't go away? First base, Romy Gonzalez, Christian Campbell, all that is. And also, there's another frustrating situation. There were two perceived to be top elite prospects in baseball that were being held down. Now there's only one, because the Kansas City Royals have called up their number one prospect. And yet, Roman Anthony remains in Worcester. Talk a little bit about that up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Need to be mindful of the environment that Roman would be coming into and the pressure that we could potentially be putting on a 21-year-old, in the midst of a losing streak to come up and save the team. So Roman's time is coming. I don't think there's any question about that. And we've got to figure out, kind of what is best for the organization, what is best for it.
Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show late last week. Talking about Roman Anthony, his time is coming. The manager said he kicked the door down, not just knocking on it, and yet he remains with the Worcester squad right now, while the Royals have called up their top prospect, Jacques. Is it Jacques, Dan Ball? It should be Jacques.
I think it's just Jack.
I like JAC being Jacques. But Jack Caglione has been called up, and those were the two guys that have been sort of parallel prospects within baseball that people were questioning why they weren't up. Now, there is a different timeline because the Royals drafted Jack less than a year ago, whereas Roman Anthony's been around the Red Sox system a little bit longer here. But both elite prospects, and from the Red Sox perspective, it is not time to call Roman Anthony up. So let's do this in a little different way.
I didn't like that Breslow line. What's best for the team and what's best for Roman Anthony? How is it not in the best interest of the team to try to bring up somebody? Yes, I've seen text line that he's not exactly crushing off speed stuff. That's something you usually have to deal with or adjust to when you make it to the bigs. But how would he not provide a spark for this offense?
Or just begin the process. It's very similar to Drake May.
Right.
It's very similar to Gerard Mayo said football players get better playing football by playing football, right?
Right.
Don't Roman Anthony, isn't there a chance he gets better at playing Major League Baseball by getting better?
By getting those reps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm all for him striking out on off-speed pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that maybe in a week, a month, a year, whatever it is,
sure.
Whatever the development is, he learns at the big league level. And I know that sometimes is used in a sort of negative connotation, learning at the big league level. I think you need to learn at the big league level. I think virtually every player that's ever come up has learned at the big league level.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christian Campbell is a perfect example.
Sure.
It looked like it was going to be easy for him for about 6 weeks. Now it looks like it's very difficult for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning
so
at
he
the big league level.
So he started up here. Then they adjusted to him. They got tape on him. Now they know how to pitch
right.
him. Now it's up to him to, you ready for this, adjust the other way.
Correct. And it happens to hitters. It happens to pitchers. And sometimes it's the inverse, right? Dustin Pedroia stinks and then laser show, right? Like it can be, you can struggle and then get hot. You can get hot and then have to adjust and it can be a little bit of a roller coaster. But it's a process and you're not going to face major league pitching in the minor leagues. So the only way you're going to ever learn to face truly major league pitching for the most part, save for maybe a rehab start here or another great prospect there, is in the major leagues. But let's try a different example.
All right.
So Dan Ball had a little snark in his three-point stance. He doesn't want Roman Anthony to come up anymore, but not for a legitimate reason. The reason being he doesn't want the Boston Red Sox clown show to screw him up.
It's legitimate, but it doesn't have anything to do with the player.
But it's a little snarky, too. It's like, if you really don't trust the Boston Red Sox, then John Henry needs to think of cleaning house.
Well, I mean, we're talking about a team that's 464 and 466 and 465 since 2018.
Ooh, they're over 500.
Hey, here's
yeah, with the win yesterday, believe it or not.
Here's a fun one for you. Our pal Boston Sports Gordo, always excellent on the Twitter machine from the Play Tessie podcast and the Odyssey family. Alex Cora on Rafi Devers taking grounders today. Quote, I had no idea that was happening. That quote was delivered to Alex Spear. So is he just out there just doing what he wants? Like, today I feel like I'll just go take some grounders.
Wouldn't have said that, Alex.
What is What is now the inmates are literally running the asylum?
See, the good news is.
What are we doing?
I don't think that's a lie. The bad news is, I think that's the truth. I believe him. Okay, so I watched the video and a little update. It is not an infield. I mean, it is an infielder's glove. It is not a first baseman's mitt, to clarify, to make sure anybody that hasn't seen the video or wanted to know, because if you were going to take ground balls with an eye on first base, I think it would probably entail using a first baseman's mitt. He is just using a traditional, regular, small infielder's.
And you know what else has happened is that in the time that he has spent away from the field, not playing third base or, God forbid, trying out first base, this idea has hatched and developed in the minds of Red Sox fans and baseball people everywhere that he's just going to be legitimately the worst defensive baseball player of all time.
But he isn't.
He's not. He just wasn't the best.
Wait, aren't some of these the people that were convincing me he wasn't really that bad at third and that that was overrated? When we would say he led the league in errors every year he played the position. There were people out there that were defending his ability to play third. He should get to play third, compete for his job. He is not the worst defensive player that's ever played. And we did the math, Dan Ball. There was the old Andy Hart brain. 30 or 40% of the errors were throwing errors. I forgot what the number is.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of, give it 60-40. I'll re-grab the numbers.
But you don't have to throw as much when you're at first base. So, therefore, you could eliminate some of the errors that he dealt with over his career at third base.
You have to field more, though.
You have to field more, but is it real fielding? Or is it easier fielding? Because I think people are biased. There are some people that tell us, like Ken Rosenthal in some audio that was with Kevin Burkhardt when he said the dumbest thing ever said on Fox, was like, you know, it's harder than some people think. Okay, maybe, but I've had a lot of people that did it. The Lou Merlonis of the world that move from one position to another. The Will Middlebrookses of the world that say, it was kind of a night off when I got to play over at first base, or it's easier than you think, or you a couple days of practice and you get up to speed with sort of the few little minor idiosyncrasies of the position and you're ready to go. So I tend to believe those people that tell me it's not that hard to play first base. And I do respect Rafi Devers. I think he's a good athlete. I think he's a good enough athlete to play defense at the major league level.
He didn't get a $300 million contract by accident.
Right. And he didn't get it just for hitting. I mean, kind of did get it just for hitting. Kinda, mostly for hitting. 99.9%.
Yeah, what percentage of that contract was for fielding?
Well, not for fielding, but being able to field.
95.5.
Standing at third base.
Yes. And I'm being kind of serious there. Like last year, when they said, interestingly, and the whole story's changed, but when they said Yoshida couldn't play the field, Yoshida was just a DH, you didn't say that about Rafi Devers when you signed him. You thought, he can kind of play third. He's not the worst. Ish, and he might play first in the future. Like, you thought he could play.
I mean, I've seen worse.
I've seen worse, too, an acceptable level of defense. So I do think he is seen as capable, at least for a while. Now, maybe when he gets a little older, slower, chubbier.
I think people think he is the third base equivalent of 1999 Chuck Knoblauch.
Like, okay.
But that's what the longer he stays out of the field, the worse the idea of Rafi Devers in the field gets to people.
And I think the further he gets from the field. Like, I do think it's going to get harder and harder because he's not that good.
Doesn't he want to play?
But let's get back to the quote. He didn't know that was happening, said Alex Cora.
Yes.
So there's two levels here. Is this another Breslow stepping in level?
That came from Alex Speer at the Globe.
Is this
I didn't realize that was... I had no idea.
Is this another example of Craig Breslow doing something? Or is this just an example of... The DH was bored and picked up a glove and went to shortstop and took some ground balls.
I'll take the latter for $400.
That's what I think it is.
And neither are good.
Yeah, I don't think it's great.
I would
argue. I don't think it's great. Especially, be a little bit aware. Be a little self-aware of the situation. If you know that you're playing defense and taking ground balls is a story, you've known that since February, March, whatever it was, late February, early March. You've known that this was an issue. And I think Devers is smart enough to know that. Then you can't F around like that. You can't go out
Andy,
there.
Oh, Andy, he's plenty aware of what he's doing.
So you think he's just screwing with people?
Absolutely 100%.
Oh, that's great. Your $300 million leader in the midst of a season now which you're underperforming at an elite level is screwing with people, including maybe the manager who's supposed to be his guy who has a relationship from day one. Doesn't he think that looks poorly on Alex Cora when he does something like that? This is...
Does the check still clear?
It is a mess.
You know, you used to make fun of the Andy Hart sound?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. I just would do it all the time.
That is so necessary in this situation. That is Alex Cora should say, he should come over. We should get a couple Miller Lights, and we'll just make that noise together.
Because
I'm frustrated with him for lying to us, and he's frustrated with the world that he lives in. That's managing the Boston
The number
Red
one
Sox.
Sound on your soundboard.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up with some Red Sox calls. We will get to those. We also have to get back to the Patriots. I think it was a good day. Stephon Diggs was on the practice field.
There have been some updates about other players. It may not have been a good day after all.
Well, we'll give you those updates next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.